Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show, and I am your host, Tim Spencer. Today is a Saturday, November 24th, 2016, and welcome, everybody. A couple of things real quick, and then we're going to go to our guest. At ruralsurvival.info, we decided on the spur of a moment to have, I guess, what you'd call a Cyber Monday sale on our own our only product that we make ourselves, and that is the 1570 document plus 8 gigabyte flash drive. U.S. shipment, instead of $59.95, it's going to be $49.95. International shipments, instead of $77.95, is only going to be $69.95. This is going to go through midnight Monday, or if I don't stay up that late, Tuesday morning. Everything's on the website. All the checkout things, prices have been adjusted. These make great Christmas presents. Go to ruralsurvival.info, click on the red and black flash drive that's on the top right of every page, and you can read everything about it, including the 52-page index, which can be downloaded, so you can see exactly what you're getting. So I would encourage you to do that. Now we go to our guest, my good friend Jimmy Gensling, who owns Desert Eagle Shooters. This guy is a true hero, folks. He saved the lives of many of his shipmates. We're going to talk about that. And then we'll probably spend the rest of the show talking about firearms and everything else that might happen to come up. This first 20 minutes, let's not take any calls. We'll start taking calls after the first break. Jimmy and I are going to talk and discuss things for your enjoyment, and then let the calls begin, folks. Good morning, Jimmy.
Well, good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Oh, I am doing fantastic, Jimmy. Beautiful temperature, fog's burning off. It's going to be a great day here.
Well, woke up this morning, and it was, our low was, 32. And it's warming up. We're supposed to be right around the 60s today. So
yeah, it's about the same
calendar here today. Yeah, look at the calendar
again,
today. And yes.
I just didn't understand what you said. My fault.
Oh, no. I was looking at the calendar just a moment ago, and I realized that it's Trump plus 18. 18 days since the election. So
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I keep
telling folks, already making waves.
Yep, and I tell folks, I said, don't relax, don't sit back and savor the election and everything until that man is in office and everything is established, because there's still a whole lot that can happen between now and then.
Oh, there is. But, you know, what I like is the fact that how Trump is already having such a positive effect on the markets, the economy in general. Rumor has it the Carrier air conditioning is not moving to Mexico now. I don't know if that's confirmed. That's just a rumor I read somewhere. Ford has decided
I can give you a bit of insight into that one now.
Sure, go ahead.
My bride, Teresa, she works at a heating and plumbing place, and she's basically, most people would call her the receptionist and parts person and coordinator for jobs and all that. I call her a babysitter. nobody knows a tough job until they have to manage a whole bunch of plumbers. And
I bet.
She was just telling me last night on the way home, we'd gone down to visit family and everything for Turkey Day and see our daughter and son-in-law and stuff. And she was telling me that they're supplier has already moved into El Paso, but the plants and everything haven't moved into into Mexico yet. So
right.
They're kind of on hold down there. So yeah, that's what you're hearing is probably very much true.
Well, I hope so. And also, I understand that Ford has decided not to move its plant to Mexico, where they build, I think it was Lincoln Navigators, and I think it was in either Kentucky or Tennessee. Now, they're not moving to Mexico. They're staying where they're at, which is super good news. And this is purely brought on by the fact that Trump was elected. No other reason other than they believe what he's saying.
That's right. And you know, I tell folks, I says, let's just let's just sit back and let's watch our six and take care of ourselves and our family and just be careful until the man is inaugurated and everything starts stabilizing just a little bit.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. Jimmy, if we can switch gears here a little bit, I'm not going to lie. I've been building up your appearance on my show for 2 weeks on various shows I've done and, you know, other people's shows, my show last week. Jimmy, if you would, you know, we're both disabled vets, and, you know, we have a lot of vets listening. And to me, from what little I know about you, to be quite honest, you're one heroic son of a bitch. How about telling people the circumstances and what happened of how you got hurt? Because I think this is a story that needs to be told, and it reflects great credit upon yourself.
Well, I thank you for the vote of confidence and everything, but I was in the Coast Guard. My second ship, the Valiant, we were stationed out of Galveston, Texas. And our area of operation typically was the old Bahama Channel and down into the Yucatan Straits, all along what we call the drug routes.
Right.
And the Coast Guard, the one thing I always loved about it was that where our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, our Navy, no matter what, if something starts going south on a operation or anything like that, they have to get clearance from the Pentagon before they can do anything. And the beautiful thing about the Coast Guard was that the captain of the ship made the call. If he gave the call to lock and load and engage or whatever, it was his call and he would answer it later on. So very special group of guys out there in the Coast Guard, folks. And if you've got a kid that's thinking about a military career, don't forget about them. But we've been on a, my last year, my last 2 years in the Coast Guard, I had patrols that covered Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. My birthday just happens to be in January. So I got to spend the last two holiday seasons of my last 2 years in the Coast Guard at sea. And we had just finished the South Pac. We'd been out for almost right at 2 months, and actually a little over 2 months, and we're headed back for home port, and it's January. In fact, it's January the 26th is when we actually entered into the Gulf of Mexico itself, and the Gulf of Mexico is considered shallow water. Most places, it's not more than 100, 150 feet deep. So any storms in that area, it's like, you know, sailing and traversing a washing machine on the wash cycle. And we were about 2 days out of Galveston on January the 28th, and I had gone out, and we hadn't sounded, we'd been steaming, and because of the conditions and everything, they had the weather deck secured. For non-sailors, that means nobody outside the ship. Everything was done inside, and even the lookouts and the watches up on the bridge and everything were inside because of the conditions. Rough winds, rough seas. But
what was it, about sea state four, Jimmy?
We were running right on the most part of it. The waves were running 8 to 12.
Okay, and sea state three. Okay,
and we were, you know, the Valiant was only 210 feet long,
right?
And we're steaming home, and I just they just sent me out to sound the tanks, and on a ship, you've got a long steel tape measure with a weight on the bottom of it. And you wait till the ship is level, and you actually drop this tape measure down a pipe that goes to the bottom of the fuel tank and pull it up, and wherever the line of the fuel is on the tape is how many feet and inches are in that tank. And then down in the engine room, they can take how many feet and inches, and they can convert that to gallons. And if we have to shift fuel around on the ship. That's how they do it. We don't have fuel gauges. And we'd been, the last time that we'd sounded the tanks was about 4 days before, so they had to figure out where the fuel was. And I just finished up sounding the tanks and was standing in the hatch getting ready to go back into the engine room. And I felt something nudge me in the back. And you're an old sailor. You feel something nudge you in the back. Normally it's somebody coming up the ladderway or passageway that's going to go around you. And I glanced back to see what it was, and I was leaning against the hatch door itself, which was propped open, and looked out the hatch towards the sea and watched the railings of the ship go underwater. What had happened is we had got broadsided by a wave, and by a rogue wave that was running counter to the normal wave state.
And I've seen them. I know what you're talking about.
After the rogue wave, there's a trough.
Right.
And so the wave hit us, tipped the ship over to about 35 degrees, and we dropped into the trough. And as we were dropping into the trough, a follower, which is another rogue wave, hit the broadside of the ship again. And it shoved the ship over to about a 42-degree angle.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, from standing on the main deck, I was standing in about 3 feet of water. And right behind me was the hatchway that went directly to the engine room. And, you know, all that training that we've done in the military and everything else, first instinct was close the hatch. And I unlatched the hatch, went to pull it shut. But the problem is I was trying to pull it closed through water. And
the ship, of course, is
pitching up and down. And I got the door about halfway shut, and the ship pitched down. Water goes running forward. And because I had a hold of the handle on the hatch, it snatched me, basically like a slingshot, out of the doorway and slammed me against the bulkhead.
Right.
And I'm kind of gathering my thoughts and everything, and I'm trying to pull the hatch shut, and then, of course, the ship pitches up, and all the water is running aft now and hits the door, and it knocks me into the passageway, and I've still got a hold of the hatch. And this actually repeated, like, three times. And finally, I got the hatch closed, and I was trying to figure out why I couldn't dog it down. You know, it was closed. I'm all soaked and everything else, and I've got my right arm on it, and I'm pulling the, and I'm thinking to myself, dog the hatch, which,
right,
for non-sailors out there, there's a handle that you pull down, and you see it in all the movies, and it turns all the dogs so it latches the hatch down so it won't open. And my brain isn't functioning. You know, it's kind of like all this is
You're
happening.
On automatic, Jimmy.
Yeah, the body is running on training right now.
Right.
And the door immediately to my right went to the mess deck, and all of a sudden that door opens, and one of my boarding team members, Doug, looks out and he goes, "Hey, little buddy." And, of course, Doug looks like a vault door from one of the great banks in the country. And I'm fairly streamlined myself. And he reached in, put his arm around me to pull me inside, and went to dog the door down, and it wouldn't dog. It wouldn't move. And finally, he forced it enough that it held it into place and pulled me onto the mess deck. And the first thing that I saw on the mess deck was Doc trapped. He was running around. Because when this thing came over, no one was expecting it, and they were thrown into bulkheads and hatches and onto the floor, and there was people bleeding everywhere, and he was busy taking care of that, and he was trying to check on me, and I kept telling him, I'm fine, you know, I've got to get to the engine room, and he released me, and nobody noticed that I was limping, and a couple of other things. And I finally made it down the hatchway, got into the engine room, and the chief was looking at me, and the first words out of his mouth is, you know, you look like hell. And I'm kind of like, well, you know, okay. But he's trying to make sure that he'd gotten the soundings from the tank and the tanks and everything. And young ensign, his very first patrol, the control room, the control booth on that ship was about 4 foot by 8 foot.
Right.
And barely enough room for two people. And this ensign opened the door and was coming in, and when he did, the ship pitched, and he bumped into me, and he shoved my left shoulder into a meter box that was on the bulkhead beside me.
Uh-huh.
And Chief Parker looked at me, and he said that every bit of color in my face went out. And
wow.
I looked at him, and I says, I think I lied. I'm not okay. And that's the last thing that I remember of anything in collapsing. And when I went down, it knocked my hat off. And all of a sudden, there was blood sprayed all around the control booth.
Right.
And ensign's trying to pick me up. Chief's calling the bridge to get the litter crew down there and to get me out of there. And through all of this, when it was all said and done and they had me in the wardroom, and that's the emergency medical place on board
right.
ship, they're checking me out, and come to find out, my right knee was totally dislocated. It was out of the socket and turned about 30 degrees to the outside. My left shoulder had been dislocated. It was actually up and behind near the shoulder blade. And I couldn't breathe. Come to find out later on, I had 7 broken ribs in the front and 5 cracked ones in the back on the left side, that when the hatch had hit me and knocked me inside, it had forced me between the hatch to the engine room and the bulkhead, which is about 6 inches wide.
Right.
And all in all, when it was all said and done, the reason for all the blood in the engine room is in that process, I had come out with 3 TBIs and 2 open concussions. I've got creases in my skull that run fore to aft on it on either side, and I've got a permanent mohawk. And
understood.
The skull was actually broken into where they could see the meat and everything through both of them.
Man, Jimmy.
Basically, I was your textbook case for a train wreck.
I understand.
They couldn't fly me off the boat because of the weather conditions.
Right.
Even if they could get a helo in for a basket pickup, with the weather conditions, the chance of somebody getting lit up by static electricity was too great. So
understood.
They rolled me into a bunk, and Doc shot me up with morphine to quiet me down, and we steamed on into Galveston for 2 more days. And we got in, they got me to the hospital, found out just how much of a train wreck I was, and started back on the road to recovery. About 6 months later, I went back to the ship, and everything seemed fine until one of the maintenance crews lit off one of the generators down below. And I was actually standing there talking to my EMC, electrician's mate chief.
Right. And Jimmy, hang on just a second. We got our break. We'll continue this as soon as we come back. Folks, we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, folks, we are back. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show. I am your host, Tim Spencer. This is Saturday, November 26, 2016. Quick note, the commercial you just heard about the flash drives we have at ruralsurvival.info, they're until Monday midnight or so, they are $49.95 instead of $59.95, like the commercial said. Go to ruralsurvival.info. You can read all about it there. We're visiting with Mr. Jimmy Gensling, and Jimmy, please continue your story. I am absolutely fascinated.
Well, where we left off and everything is I had, was back on the ship, and we were standing on the flight deck on top. I was talking to the chief. He was, you know, how we were doing, you know, am I okay, and this and that. And all of a sudden, down in the bilges and everything of the ship, they lit off the emergency generator for testing. And chief had turned around to look at something, and when he turned back, I wasn't there. And he's looking around, and he's trying to figure out what's going on, and he's like, didn't understand this, so he walks down to the fantail, and then goes over to the quarterdeck, and they're like, he's down there at the end of the pier. And my body may have been okay. The docs may have said that part of it was all right. But the moment that my body picked up the vibration of that diesel engine running, the only thing I wanted was off that ship.
Understood and completely.
The quarterdeck had told the chief that all of us, he says, they were sitting there talking and just, you know, normal day's work, and they said they saw this person come running off of the flight deck, which was about 8 feet off of the pier, and hit the pier, rolled over, and then ran to the end of the pier and then just collapsed into the grass and everything off to the edge of the road. And
man, Jimmy.
And Chief's kind of like, this ain't good. So that basically started a lot more work. And in the Coast Guard, if you're not fit for sea service, then you're not fit for the Coast Guard.
And correct.
I had letters from all of my previous commands and commanders requesting that I be, you know, assigned to training facilities or whatever. I graduated EMA school as honor graduate. I mean, I did know my stuff, but
right.
It was down to that was one regulation they found out in the Coast Guard that cannot be superseded. And
I understand that. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I understand it.
Yeah, because the Coast Guard, if anybody's ever seen the movie, which I find quite enjoyable at times, The Guardian, the kid that's in the bar and everything is sitting there going, you know, when everybody else is in, who do they send out? It's the Coast Guard. And then the, if anybody wants to see an awesome movie about the Coast Guard, go see The Finest Hours.
That was an excellent movie.
That's about the greatest sea rescue ever done. And by all accounts, no one should have survived from that to this day. And that is required reading for advancement in the Coast Guard. Whenever you go for advancement, or it used to be, you had to know that piece of Coast Guard history.
And, well, that's good.
It was my life. I loved it. And
I understand completely.
If it wasn't for my bride, Teresa, I wouldn't be chatting with you now because she put up with the night sweats. She put up with the jumpiness and everything and the anger and all of that. And in fact, one of our counselors that we had one time, the first one that ever explained to me exactly what happened in those few moments, looked at Teresa and goes, well, you know, you say he's got a short fuse and everything. How short is his fuse? And Teresa looked her right in the eye, just as calm as could be, and goes, what fuse? There is no fuse.
And you know, if it wasn't for our wives, Jimmy, I don't think any of, or either one of us would have made it through what we went through.
Oh, no. No, my bride, everybody says, well, how long ago did you get married? Because I call her my bride, and I go, we're going on 27 years.
There you go. Hey, Jimmy, we'll get back to this in just a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a 4-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to nature'syouth.com. That's nature'syouth.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Rural Survival Show. I am your host, Tim Spencer. On this, a Saturday, November 26, 2016, we're visiting with Mr. Jimmy Gensling, and we are having a fascinating discussion right now. Jimmy, I've got a question for you. Actually, I've got two or three. First one is, can you tell our listeners what would have happened if you hadn't have been there to stop that water from coming in the engine room? I know the answer, but our guests, listeners might not know the answer.
Well, depending on how long we'd have stayed over at that angle, that was basically a waterfall directly to the bottom of the ship. The water would have come in, and it would have started flooding the engine room. And how much it would have flooded, it's anybody's guess. It could have been minimal. It could have been pretty severe.
All right. Now, Jimmy, loss of propulsion in that sea state would have resulted in the ship floundering and possibly even sinking, correct?
Yes, sir. That sea state, with confused seas and everything, if for some reason that they lost both mains, it would have been very interesting and very embarrassing, quite actually, to have the Coast Guard have to come rescue the Coast Guard. So,
right. How many people were on board your ships?
We had, on the Valiant, we had a crew of 122.
Wow, about the same as the submarine. I didn't realize you had that many people on that small of a vessel. Wow.
Yeah, it's comprised of about 12 officers, and then the rest were enlisted in chiefs.
Right. Well, Jimmy, I don't think I'm going over the edge here saying that you potentially saved not only your own life, but the lives of 121 other guys by doing what you did and keeping the engine room flooding. I think that would be an accurate assessment, in my opinion.
Well, probably. Only thing that I found really interesting after the whole thing was all said and done and all, I had found out from Doug that the reason that the hatch wouldn't dog down is me trying to pull the hatch through the water, I had bent it. I had washed the bottom of the hatch.
I can understand how that would happen.
When they replaced it, the second thing I found very interesting is that I had basically, people hear about what is known as a death grip. My finger, my fingerprints were embedded into the paint on the handle. It was one of the, it'll go down in my diary as one of the bad days of my life.
Well, I would put it down, Jimmy. I understand exactly what you're saying, but I could also see you putting it down as one of the most heroic, brave, and wonderful days of your life that you were able to accomplish what you did under those conditions. My opinion. You might not agree with me, but that's my opinion. All right, Jimmy, now for what we're really here for, of course, is to talk about weapons, firearms, but your story was so fascinating, I certainly wasn't going to interrupt it. I think our listeners probably enjoyed it as much as I did. I never knew the details. I just knew the basics. And, sir, I am impressed. I am duly impressed. Okay. Well, we'll switch gears here and get into what you wanted to come on the show about. So I understand that you teach basic, what do you got, riflemanship? Is that the word? And long
teach basic rifle marksmanship, and then we also teach precision rifle out to 1,000. And in the basic part of it, we've expanded it over the last few years just from with the influx and the flooding of people buying the AR platforms. We put on some different classes, basically an AR familiarization, and that basically takes folks from tearing the gun down to parade rest, cleaning it, putting it back together, and then how to use it and what the gun is capable of. Most people look at an AR-15 and think that little bitty bullet is just so-so, but believe me, anything from 500 yards in is a capable target for the AR-15 platform.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've never used an AR-15 myself, but I have shot that 223 shell or 5.56 actually is what it was, and I know that I dropped a deer with one shot at about 400 yards, and the bullet did everything it was supposed to. Of course, that was a soft point. In Missouri, you can't use, a full metal jacket for hunting. But believe me, does the job.
I don't recommend full metal jacket for any kind of hunting. It's, in my opinion, that's very cruel.
I agree with you.
But that has become one of the basic platforms. You know, we were discussing, talking about firearms on the homestead. And a lot of people have invested in those with the numerous scares that we've gotten and everything. Some bought them as investments, and some bought them to have one, and now they're starting to learn to use them. I recommend if somebody isn't familiar with their AR, and by familiar, I mean be able to open it up, take the bolt out, take the bolt all the way down, clean it,
right,
put it back together, and close it up, and it functions. If they can't do that basic deal, find an instructor to teach you how to do that, because then you'll be able to understand that rifle very, very well. And if you're going to own a gun, I recommend that people be able to understand not only how it functions and the proper ammunition that it uses, but also if there's a malfunction of some sort, they know how to tear it apart to evaluate and figure out what the problem is.
Well, that would be wise in, on multiple levels. That would be extremely wise to learn. You know, Jimmy, I'm still going to get you to build me one of these days when I get ahead on money a little bit. But that's another subject.
That's one of the things that we do with our business and everything out here at Desert Eagle. We do the gun shows, and I'm not a gunsmith. There's a big difference. I'm what is considered to be an armorer. An armorer takes the components and either replaces or repairs as needed or assembles into a particular platform. And we've kind of been going both ways with that, not just the AR platforms, but also the 1911s. We've come up with some nice little conversion kits to convert a 45 ACP 1911 to either use 38 Super or 40 Smith & Wesson, and very, very flexible firearm. Just and 1911 is just as flexible as the AR-15. On the AR platform, just by changing the upper, and for folks that aren't just nomenclature, you have two components to the AR-15. One is the lower, which has got the trigger group, the handle, the magazine goes into it, and the stock. Then you have the barrel and the upper, which houses the bolt, your scope bolts to it, and everything else. That's the upper. And the AR platform is unique because by swapping the upper on it, you can swap calibers, you can swap barrel lengths, you can go from a close-end support weapon to a long-range precision weapon, all by simply swapping the upper around. And right now we offer bills ranging from the 204 Ruger, which is a very, very hot little pea-sized bullet, smaller than the 223, and excellent for varmints and rodents and things like that. And then, of course, the 223 and various things from pistol length all the way up to the full rifle length. And then my favorite for home defense, hunting, and everything else is the conversion to the, what is known as the 300 Blackout. The 300 Blackout is a 5.56 case that is cut off and re-necked 30 caliber. And everything on the AR platform is exactly the same with the exception of the barrel.
Right.
And the 300 Blackout will mimic anything that the 7.62x39 AK round will do and do it better, because you've got a wider selection of bullets and you can shoot it from supersonic all the way down to subsonic.
You know, I've heard nothing but good about that 300 Blackout. I've never messed with them myself, but, you know, like you're saying, I've heard nothing but good about that round. I'll have you build me.
Well, I got experience with them about 3 years ago because I had a couple of customers order the barrels and the upper components and help them assemble them. And then a couple more asked about them, so I decided, okay, well, we need to build one for the store here and play with it and just see what this thing can do. And I've been totally impressed, because you can go from my favorite bullet, and in reloading for it, my favorite bullet for general around the ranch, this is everything from skunks out in the dog pen to coyotes to, you know, the unintended two-legged intruder, and it's known as a short jacket bullet. It's a 100-grain Hornady short jacket bullet, and it's coming out of the muzzle at about 2,500 feet per second and hits like a freight train.
Oh, I bet.
And then on the very far end of that, and I've got a 230-grain cast bullet that I shoot subsonic, and it comes out of the barrel at right at around 1,100 feet per second. So with one platform, you can cover everything from hunting deer to varmints to rodents and pests around the farm and the house and everything else to home defense.
Wow, that sounds like a perfect all-around weapon. You know, especially for our listeners, you know, a lot of our listeners, Jimmy, are rural, and, you know, it's the Rural Survival Show. You know, but what you're describing to me sounds like the perfect all-around, you know, centerfire rifle for basically ranch, farm, agricultural, rural areas, you know.
In the semi-auto platform, yes. Bolt guns, lever guns, you know, we get into a whole different world. But
right.
A semi-automatic, basic, all-around gun for the farm and the ranch, I ask folks to seriously take a look at the 300 blackouts. You'll be impressed. And out here on the range, I've got a 100-yard precision range right in front of the store. And then on the platform, we've got 5,000 yards to the east unobstructed. And I'll have folks at the gun shows and everything, you know, I heard about them and everything, and I say, well, give me a call sometime and come out and I'll let you put some rounds downrange. And they're perfect for children and your wives and everything because recoil is absolutely zilch. And the noise level on them is minimal. Even when you're shooting powerhouse loads, they're not that incredibly loud. So it's kind of a gun that can drop in and can fit all aspects around the farm and ranch and even in the outskirts of town and stuff. We've got people up here that live in Roswell and in Artesia that are on the edge of town. And lately, we've been hearing more and more complaints of the coyotes coming into town and swiping their pickaninnies, or their Lhasa Apso is now hors d'oeuvres for, you know, a couple of canines out in the field. And people are getting upset.
Well, you know, we're starting to have an influx of them here. When we first moved here, they were thick, and then they thinned out. And now we're starting to get them back to the point where half a dozen will even come into the yard, the front yard, in the middle of the day, you know, no fear of anything, just coming through, you know, looking around, and, you know, of course, as soon as they see a person, they're gone.
Right.
But we're starting to have quite an influx of them also.
And, yeah, and the coyote is the most adaptive varmint there is. They'll eat anything, and I do mean anything. They'll eat plants. They'll eat squirrels, they'll eat rats, they'll eat the neighborhood cat. They'll rummage through garbage. They are just a basic disposal when it comes to the food chain.
They have a place in nature, but they just don't work well around people.
Well, that is our own problem.
I agree.
The man has encroached on wildlife everywhere that they expand and they expand and they expand. And rather than learn how to adapt and work with the wildlife and understand them and eliminate ones that need to be eliminated, not to extinction, but just to the point of maintaining control, man produces his own problem. And
I agree.
Take away the new development comes in, and the first thing that the developer does is put out pesticides and other things like that to kill mice and rodents and everything. Well, that just lost half the food chain for the coyote.
And you're right.
It's replaced by something. And it can be replaced by garbage cans or the family pet. So
yep.
It's an adaptive thing, and it will continue on. It's been that way since Adam and Eve, and it's going to continue that way till Armageddon.
I agree that you're right. You know, also coyotes can be very vicious. Perhaps I can get my daughter to call in and tell about a deal where they were living about 12 miles from town and what they did to a dog, which was pretty sick, but it just shows how vicious they are. Jimmy, we got a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, folks, and we'll continue this.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is the Rural Survival Show. I am your host, Tim Spencer. We're visiting with Mr. Jimmy Gensling. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. Okay, Jimmy, where do we want to go next, buddy?
Well, one thing is on our website. Folks can go visit our website, DesertEagleShooters.com. We've got some information up there. We're making changes as we can and get things straightened up. And there's a contact form on there. They can either use that and email us with any questions or things that they want to discuss or they need help on or looking for somebody or something. And that'll come directly to me, or they can just use the my email address, which is jimi@hdc-nm.com. And then I'll try to get back with them and help answer their questions or point them towards somebody. For the basic rifle marksmanship, they can go to the appleseedinfo.org and look at the Appleseed program. They're all across the nation. And that is the finest basic rifle marksmanship program there is. And the nice part about it is they're in all 50 states and up and down the states all around. So that you can look into that and you can find somebody local. And all the instructors and everything are top-notch. I can go to an Appleseed here and instruct, and I can get in the car and go all the way to Georgia and instruct, and it will be the exact same program. So
excellent.
That is a very good program for folks to look at, and I recommend everybody take it. When I went to my first Appleseed, which was about 10 years ago, I took the wife and the daughter because no matter how you try to help family and instruct family, you get to a point that no matter what you say doesn't sink in. But
right.
Another person teaching the exact same thing, they will pay attention to and they will learn from. And so we went down there, and about 8 o'clock that morning when things got started, we went through the first little round. Got the first little bit of instruction. About 9 o'clock, I sat there and looked at Amanda and Teresa, and you go, you know what? And they both go, what? And I said, I'm in deep doo-doo, because they're mentioning stuff I never heard about. And having been a hunter since the age of 8, and being a shooter in the Coast Guard, and just always trying to better myself, they brought up some things, and I learned some things that I never even knew existed.
Oh, I love that when that happens. That's one reason I love doing radio, Jimmy, is because, you know, I learn from the callers and the guests, and hopefully I can pass on a few nuggets of information, maybe not on this subject, but, you know, that's why I enjoy doing this so much, and I enjoy giving seminars and speeches and stuff like that, too, for exactly the same reason.
Right, and I have students every time that we have, you know, somebody new that we're working with. The most important thing about any shooting that you do, whether it's handgun, whether it's target shooting, whether it's studying and learning to be better to protect your family or whatever, it's the most adaptive sport there is. Because no two shooters shoot the same way.
All right, hey, Jimmy, we got another break, and then we got a long section. Folks, we'll be back in about 4 minutes, and we're going to continue this. Call-in number is 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.